And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your outer eyes and relax your body. Feel yourself being fully supported by your seat. Put your feet on the floor if it is comfortable to do so. And take that deep healing breath, breathing into that sacred space within. Hold your breath for a few seconds and then just let it go. And as you exhale, release any tension in your mind or body. And take another deep breath, a peaceful breath, feeling yourself moving deeper into that inner sanctuary of your soul. And as you exhale, just let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present in this now moment. And now one more deep breath. Exhale and allow your breath to return to its normal pattern. And in this consciousness, let's know the truth of our beings. There is a place, a realm, far beyond what our physical eyes and ears and senses allow. And we just know that Jesus Christ came to this earth to help us see the goodness of God, the spiritual realm, and our own divine identity. So let's just stand for a moment with Jesus and his favorite disciples, those who are always with him. For you too are always with him. Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of time." And as you sit with the mountain in the foreground, Jesus looks into your eyes and speaks just to you, asking, "Who do you say I am?" And from deep within your being, a flash of insight, a spark of spiritual understanding wells up. And before you know it, your mouth is open and you are saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And time passes. You have no idea how many minutes, for this moment is timeless. And Jesus speaks again, this time looking in your eyes, into your eyes, and saying, "Who do you say you are?" And the realization that comes to you this time is so powerful, so overwhelming, that you can barely speak. Finally, you say, "I am one with the Most High. I am a child of the living God. I have within me all creating powers of the Christ. I am an individualized expression of God." And with these words comes a blessed spiritual insight. You realize you are not defined by flesh and blood, by things of this world, by who people think you are, say you are, wish you were. You are on this earth to be an expression of the divine, and all the good of God is yours to claim. So in this consciousness, we activate, quicken, call upon the spiritual power of faith that is part of our spiritual inheritance. I'm affirming Christ in me is quickening my faculty of faith. Christ in me is quickening my faculty of faith. Would you affirm that with me? Christ in me is quickening my faculty of faith. Christ in me is training my faculty of faith to detach itself from depending on those outer conditions and helping it to focus always on the presence and power of God. And in this consciousness, know that in the pivotal nature of your soul, you can remove any and all of those mountainous challenges, fears, or conflicts from this relative plane. You can see beyond them to a greater truth than your outer eyes will ever reveal. One with the power of God, nothing shall be impossible for you. And so right here, right now, in just a few seconds of silence, visualize any mountain that is looming large for you. It might be a health challenge, a family conflict, a financial problem. Whatever it is, visualize it just one more time as a mountain. And then firmly and gently say, "Move out of my life. You no longer have power over me." And as you see that mountain moving farther and farther away, say yes to God and all your unfolding good. Do that for a few minutes in the silence. And now, dear God, sweet Spirit, we are so grateful to come together through the power of faith. We are filled with gratitude for our wholeness, your unconditional love, perfect life, and overflowing abundance. We accept all these blessings now, and we move forward in joyous expectancy, knowing that all is well. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say thank you, God, and know it is so. Amen and amen. And we will end this time of prayer and meditation by prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.